It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we are, ready to dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. Good to see you, and I'm happy to be here and share some insights into homeowners insurance, which is crucial for every homeowner to understand.
So let's start with the basics. Not everybody, if they haven't owned property before, they may not know what exactly is homeowners insurance.
Yeah, so homeowners insurance is a policy that protects you from unexpected losses at your home or property. It can cover repairs or rebuilding costs, replacement of personal belongings, liability for accidents on your property, and even provide living expenses if an incident forces you to temporarily relocate.
Like a fire, for instance.
Yeah, I know. That was coming to my mind.
So it sounds like basically a good safety net. Now, is it mandatory for everybody?
Well, that's a good question. So if you're taking out a mortgage on your new home, most lenders will require you to have homeowners insurance for the duration of the loan. So however, if you own your own home outright, there are no legal requirements to maintain it. Well, that being said, it's always a smart move to protect your assets with insurance.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about that. It's like there was no way I wouldn't, you know, would not have insurance. Because if even if your house is paid off, something bad happens, that would be terrible. Yeah. So right now, what about the costs? How much does homeowner's insurance typically run?
Well, the cost varies significantly based on factors like your credit history, the age and condition of your home, its size, and its location. So you usually have the option to pay the premium monthly, quarterly, or annually, and most lenders even include it in your monthly mortgage payment, so placing it into an escrow account to pay the insurer on your behalf when it becomes due.
Interesting. So what do these policies actually cover?
So there are two main types of insurance coverage, named peril and open peril. So named peril policies pay for a specific risk like fire or theft, while open peril covers all risks except those specifically excluded. And so the most common policy type is an HO3, which provides broad coverage, while the HO5 offers more extensive protection but often comes at a higher premium.
All right, but in case of a loss, then how does reimbursement work?
Yeah, so there are three types of reimbursement you could see. First is the actual cash value, which accounts for depreciation. Then there's replacement cost value, which replaces your items without considering depreciation. And then finally, there's the guaranteed replacement cost, which ensures you'll be fully covered up to the actual rebuilding cost. And then there's an extended replacement cost, which offers extra coverage above your policy limit.
So many people probably wonder about taxes now. Homeowners insurance premiums, are they tax deductible?
Well, typically, if it's your primary residence, homeowners insurance isn't deductible. However, if you run a business from your house or if you rent out the property, you might claim deductions on that insurance policy. Additionally, if you suffer a loss due to a presidentially declared disaster, there could be a casualty loss deduction available. So always consult a tax professional for advice tailored to your situation.
Well, some good information there for listeners considering buying a home. Any last tips?
Well, I would always encourage every homeowner, whether you currently own a home or you're looking to buy a home, is start looking at homeowners insurance's policies early in the process and consult a real estate agent or an insurance agent to guide you through finding the right coverage for your needs.
All right. Excellent advice. A lot to consider there. Now let's look at the local real estate updates for the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so here's the weekly updates for January 10th through January 16th. Looking at the changes for the last 7 days, we had zero coming soon new listings on the market, but we did see 44 new listings come on the market in the last 7 days. That's up from 37 for the prior week. And back on the markets, we had 20 listings come back on the market. We had two bumpable sales, meaning sellers negotiated with buyers, allowing them time to get their home sold to buy the next one. Zero short sale pendings, a big week for price changes. There were 52 price changes. That's up from 37 in the prior week. So a lot of sellers wanting to get their houses sold right now. Pending sales, 42. That's also a big increase from 29 that we saw in the previous 7 days. And sold properties, this was kind of a, I think this is the first time in over a year that I've seen single-digit sales of 8 for sold properties. So if your house is on the market and you're thinking it's kind of feeling slow, it might be a little slow.
Wow. So let's talk about like the most affordable new listing.
So the most affordable new listing that I brought with me today is a cute single wide in a park. So this is at 2071 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. It used to be called Mount Nebo. This is now called Roseburg Mobile Home and RV Park. This house is listed at $49,900, two bedroom, one bath. It is completely turnkey, move-in ready, fresh paint on the exterior. It's got vinyl siding. It has central heating and cooling. They even added a mini split to the living area to keep that comfortable. Totally fresh, clean, fresh paint, fresh. It's got an enclosed porch in the back to secure your items and also a storage unit. Fenced yard with in-ground sprinklers.
Wow.
Yeah, and the park rent is $725 a month.
So if you wanted a house, but you didn't want a big one, what about something in green?
Yeah, so this is a three-bedroom, one-bath, 998 square feet in green, 381 Charles Street. $295 is what this is listed at. It's a 1994 built with a single car garage. It's got a nice backyard, garage door opener, close to the schools. The taxes are only $1,500 a year, the property taxes, so that's pretty nice.
What about if you wanted to be out in Winchester, more up the upper end of things?
Yeah, so this is 459 Oak Valley Loop on just almost one-third of an acre. It sits on a corner lot. This is a gorgeous house. Four-bedroom, three-and-a-half bath, 2,900 square feet. It just had all fresh exterior painting on the outside, updated lighting fixtures. That cost over $24,000 to do. If you love the sun and you want to have a swimming pool, this has an in-ground swimming pool with the electric cover on it. It is totally private. You could enjoy this all summer long. It's got a nice oversized garage. They just updated the kitchen with new quartz counters and tiled backsplash and kitchen appliances. You know something about that, Kyle.
Yeah. But wow. Now, if your price point on what you want to do has got another digit, what about something in Idlewild Park?
Yeah, so if you're in the seven-digit price point above $5 million, here's a property at Illahi Road, $5.495 million. This is a 10-bedroom, 7-bath home property, over 6,000 square feet on 77.28 acres. It also has its own private airport and a 2,800-foot long runway.
Wow.
You've got an 84 by 84 hangar for your plane and a barn and a greenhouse and a 1,000-square-foot shop. It's got four separate cabins, so some of these bedrooms and bathrooms are those cabins. And it does have a brand-new cabin that was built in 2023. And a finally appointed owner's retreat.
Wow.
One-of-a-kind retreat property. I could see someone wanting to come in and have this as a corporate retreat.
Wow, that's incredible. What about something on the west side?
So 669 West Balfe, this property just sold. It was a bank foreclosure. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath, 1,500 square feet. The people buying this, they're going to be tidying this up, getting it spick and span again, in pristine condition, and then it's going to be offered as a rental. So it could make a great rental for someone looking for a house to rent.
And lastly, what about something in Camas Valley?
Camas Valley, 740 Quiet Mountain Road, four-bedroom, three-bath, 2,400 square feet. This just sold for $549. It was a house situated on 5 acres with a really big pond.
Wow, a lot of different things. So whatever price point you're at, there's definitely some great listings out there for you. I know you've got a lot of open houses going on. If people want to get connected with you and maybe start the journey into buying a home, how do they do that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, if you're looking to buy or sell a home or need guidance navigating this market, give us a call at 541-366-6080. You can find us online at marygilbert.com.
All right, that's Local Real Estate Today. Wrapping up the morning report, KQEN News Time is 9 o'clock.